Okay, oh yeah.
Yeah, so like I was saying, so the ego is the number one thing that we have to fight against, because that prevents us from coming to God and coming as a student and saying that I don't know. You know, because the what I that part in the scripture, I think that's in Corinthians, it talks about that, about coming in humility, coming with no going to God, knowing that you know nothing, and that allowing the Father to guide you. You know what I mean? And so the humility, the demeanor, everything that we have to be able to take on that role, that God becomes our guide now, is what we need. I think that when I think about Pam, I think that she had got to that, she had got to
Yeah,
that
I think she
place.
did too.
I think she got to that place that that's why she was able to let go, because now she realized her existence wasn't based on what she felt. It was about what was guiding her, you know, and her relationship with the Father. And that now she put it in his hands that he can direct the path. And then all of a sudden, the gates of everything started to open up. He said he
Yeah,
has,
they did.
the scripture says something about he has the key to every the key to every door, or the key to unlock every door. So then it's like there's nothing in the heavens and above and the earth below that he's not in charge of.
That's right, that he couldn't. Yeah. I know that to be true. You know what I mean?
And
Sometimes I think even too that we think we're doing something wrong if He doesn't open the door to the things that we want.
that's right.
You know what I mean? Or if we had only thought, or, you know, I know that something that kind of confuses Taja, she sometimes thinks, or if you were only listening, then it would have went this way or that way. You know what I mean? But you have to understand that some of the things that you want for yourself are just not good. You know what I mean? Some things, or those things in this kind of way. You know, because he has something for you to learn here while you're on earth.
That's right.
So it's, you know, we can't forget that we came here for the message, for the information. He didn't come here for us to whine and die necessarily. He's an abundant God. He obviously is very generous. I'm just saying, you can't forget that, the
No.
spiritual side. You know, and it's everything.
No, you can't. And the thing about what Ataj is saying is like it's true, listen.
Yeah, you
But
should listen, but
listen is not based upon listen for your desire to be met.
that's right.
Because he listening means that he could tell you to do something
That you don't want
do
to
you
do.
want to do.
That's
Because in the
right.
scripture, right, when Abraham had to sacrifice Isaac, God told he prayed for his son. His he it took him forever to have his son. He had his son, and now he was a
God
good
asked him to
boy,
slay
and
him.
God asked him to slay him. And this is something that was like he had to do it. He had to do it or disobey God. And you know, think about you walking up the mountain and you told your son, yeah, we're gonna go up there and sacrifice a lamb, but it's really him.
In a world so close to God, that is under those in those circumstances, you would.
Right.
You know what I mean? In this world, that could never be anyone's reality because he's far from all the things that we live here. You know what I'm saying? In a sense.
But then
You know what I mean?
he's in everything we live here.
My,
'Cause, you know what I
I'm
mean?
talking all kind of spiritual shit, and my friend is sending me all kind of dirty ass. Have to just stop with her.
Yeah. So, you know, that being true. So then the context of friendship, the context of people that you're dealing with, context of your life, when you put everything in, when you put everything in the proper perspective, when God allows it to put you in the proper perspective, and it's like, should I allow these little things to shake me out of my position, shake me out of place? Should I allow, you know what I mean? Because there was something, it was a conversation I was having, and someone said that, you know, now that I'm learning about this, I've been with this, you know, with this new person. And I said that, you know, I realized it myself. I didn't learn, it's not that I'm learning this. I came with that. Because when God put his hands on me, he raised me back up. And he helped people to shape and mold me, but it was through his hands. And it's through his hands I am here. know what I'm saying? And back to a certain standard of myself. And so now when I come to bring standard. Someone doesn't give me a standard. I bring a standard because I've used God as my own foundation to what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's it. So now I don't have to hold back in loving. I don't gotta be second guessing myself with the things I do. I just can just do it. Because it's not about how you're going to interpret my love. How you're going to interpret my friendship, my brotherhood. It's not about what you're going to do. It's what is within me, and I'm going to give it to you. If you can handle it, good for you. And if you can't, you can't. I understand. I won't hold it against you. We're just going to, with time and situation, we're just going to part ways. And that's going to be it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to die. I'm not going to kill myself just because this happened. I'm going to the divorce. I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have preferably wanted to stay with the woman that I initially fell in love with.
Yeah.
But that's not what.
And you also, you know, with that, I always tell you, it's about something that's run its course. You did that.
Yeah. There's a season.
Sometimes some things end.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was a season.
That's right. It was a season.
It's seasons.
So much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was made for that.
Exactly. So now it's like, okay, now you deal with the other side of the spectrum.
For you, it's about planes, too. You need to...
Yeah, elevate.
Different, you know, see from different... You know, for you, it's about planes.
Yeah. And for all of us, really, in truth, it's all about planes.
Yeah. You really need to see from all the different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Gather as much of what's the right thing as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's the only way we're going to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the only way we're going to get there. We got to be open to all of that. So to me, myself is unlocked now because I finally found something to anchor myself onto that's a undisputable, undeniable truth that I can always find rest in.
Yeah.
In the most turbulent of times. You know what I'm saying? And it was a foundation that our mother gave to us, that she pointed to us to God because that's where she was living.
And
she said, "I'm that. That's my house. You're going to live in that house too."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the foundation I have. And so everything else is not what's going to shake me off. It's not going to, you know what I mean? Loss of friends. Women come, we go. It don't, none of that matters. I thank God for everybody I have as long as I have them. And I love you as long as I have you. But if you know, whatever I do wrong, I repent. I take responsibility and accountability for what I do wrong, and what I can't and things I can't change, I have to leave it to the hand of the Father.
That's right.
And just do better next time.
It's not about all the answers.
No.
It's not the human way. It's
no.
we wouldn't be here if it was about having all the answers. What would be the point?
Yep.
Clearly don't have all the answers. We're at the bottom of a damn hole.
Yeah, looking up. Yeah, looking up.
Like, we know what's going on up there.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
You know? That takes some pressure off when you think about it too.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about somebody the other day, and I was like, and I was thinking about damn Kanye and Sway. So you got the answers, Sway. I love that shit. So you got the answers. You know, it's like that's. I love that because it's true.
But this is some what? 105 comments.
Yeah, no, this is no. Kanye was being interviewed. You know, Sway from MTV, right?
The black dude.
Yeah, with the who always wearing the cap.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sway was interviewing Kanye.
Couple, said, I guess, slavery's a choice, that same segment?
Yeah.
Oh, I know it went on.
Oh my God, yeah, that's.
I didn't watch any of that, obviously, but tell me.
The classic part was when Sway's trying to talk to Kanye, and you know, he's trying to reason with Kanye. You know how Kanye is, right? Kanye's got real ignorant of the dude. He said, "You got the answers, Sway! You ain't got the answers!" I saw Sway was trying to trying to hold himself back, man. Oh my God, Kanye got under his last nerve.
You alright over there, Ronnie?
But you know, we don't got the answers.
There's some roll-ups in there if you want some.
There you go.
That's not where they usually are,
just,
you know?
So yeah, it's just, you know, we don't have the answers. We really don't. We have guidance.
That gets me into trouble because I always feel like I need to do, and I do need to do something, but I also need to recognize that it's not under my control.
Right.
Now, I've always been told when I look at the Bible that I'm looking for guidance, that, you know, so I believe is how he will keep me. As he will keep me in all my ways.
Right.
I always get that message since as long as I can remember opening a Bible, it comes to me.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? I just need to do some surrendering myself.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy.
Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, just do some surrendering and let God be the guide and let the Spirit guide you, and guide us. You know, and that's it. To me, that's it. I just want to live in the highest form of myself. I'm not into the man worship. I'm not into the nonsense. I just want to be in the Spirit, in the essence of me,
and just
live it, and not, you know, put my
trouble and turbulence, and I'm trying my best to not be full of that confusion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Vexate, especially as a woman, part of our nature is kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hen. You know, they always talk about women. Like always picking.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some truth to it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Women are, you know, fidgety.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some women, like Pamela, wasn't a fidgety woman, but she was a worry. She used to worry like no one's business.
Yeah, I know.
And I feel like I'm built like that too. Like, I can't help but fixate on the details and try to find some way.
Yeah, it's hard, man. You know? Especially when you take.
It's scary without Pamela. And I've never had to run a house, and you know what I mean? And I'm not sure if this is the right thing for us. But then again, anytime I think about being fair, when I'm fearful, all I do is retreat. I never go forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, like in Dune, fear is a mind killer. It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
It adds nothing. It only takes away.
That's right. And if you can, and you see, and that's the thing. If you can remove the fear, you know? If
that's
you
move the fear in your mind and really move that fear meter.
Yeah, if you can move, you can remove that. If you can be fearless and just push forward. Hear shit, look back, push
that's
forward.
That's one of the advantages of youth.
Yeah.
Because when you get knowledge, you start to understand to be fearful.
Yeah.
You know, because the more you understand, the more scary things become. When you're young, you know less, but you're young, you're an adult, you know. That those are the years where people generally conquer because they were too fearless to know better.
Yeah, it's true. But then they're being more natural to the God. They're acting more natural to the God spirit within than we are thinking it. Because honestly, if you think about God Himself, He created all of this, and He didn't. I mean, you know, it took Him a long time to make it. But he didn't stop. He just kept on creating and creating and creating and creating. You know what I'm saying? And nobody is as old as God is. You know what I mean? And so it's like our spirit is infinite. So then we should have the same fearless spirit. So when we want to create, want to do anything, then it's like, what's really stopping us? Why are we thinking about it? It's like, it's already, like the scripture said, being it is. It's already, because As a man, mind thinking.
Being it is.
Being it is.
They say, I love that.
Being it is.
Please put that on a million t-shirts and sell
it. Yeah. Just bring it to. It's already in existence. If it's here, it already exists. Now you just gotta bring it into physical reality.
Believe it and move forth in such a manner.
Exactly. Don't hold back. Don't overthink. That's what was my greatest setbacks. Was I would have these great ideas, 1,000 of them, you know me. But
bring it forward.
Yeah, but to go and follow through,
yeah.
To do one, you know, day one, day two, day three, and be on that grind for that idea, I ain't doing that. I'll do two, day one, two, skip to five, hit 20, you know, yeah. then I'm back at one again somewhere, you know. You know what I mean? So what happened to you? You were at 20. Well, you know, I'm back at one right now, you know. I was going to do it, but, you know. But, see, you know, that's not good. And that's not calling the will.
God takes care of me so big time. Like, I sit here in this house and talk to people. But I'm sitting here, and I've been here for, like, more than 10 years. I work here. I don't have to even leave this house.
Yeah.
And things are working for me. You think that's because of me?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I'm being taken care of like a... Like a spoiled little queen.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That shows how special you are to God. And that's how he values you. That's why he loves you.
I dare not think of it so. Just, you know what I mean? Not to disrespect his love. No. I just don't want to take for granted something that could be, but he loves us.
I think the use of words is something that we need to explore more as people. Because we have a very worldly sense. If I say, you know, God loves you or you're special, and they say, oh yeah, you know, I'm special. Like, you know, I'm special to God, you know. God loves me.
You killed me.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
I hate those people.
Yeah, oh my God, I hate them. Especially this means like straight up like, okay, yeah, you know, you're favored. You know, we have a favor.
But I'm always weary of people who, like, get money or have successes.
Mm.
When you hear them say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, it's like, I hate the idea that people think that money is the only blessing. Like,
yeah, of course they
you know
do.
I mean? Like, because, like I said, like, you know, I was concerned with Musa and his job.
Yeah.
But how do I know that God isn't answering the prayer that I say every night when I ask him to protect Musa especially?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I that could be a prayer he's answering there.
Mm-hmm.
That if he were not to answer it, my world would crumble into nothingness.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not all about fucking currency or bank. You know what I mean? It's not even about currency or bank. It's about that. Being able to have my family together and healthy. Nothing's more of a blessing than that.
Yeah. A job can drop in your lap tomorrow. You can get an opportunity just like that. It doesn't matter. Money come, money go. But having character, integrity, having family, love, you know what I mean? Brotherhood, sisterhood, these things, true brotherhood, sister, you can't buy those things.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Those things are not at Walmart. You know what I mean?
No.
I could buy a fleet, like, you know, any scumbag dude can make money. You can make money any kind of way. That's not the issue. The issue is really who the blessing is who God's making you from the inside. And then the trappings that you're living under, like, oh, I live in a nice home, but I'm a man with integrity. I'm a man with principles. I'm a man of honesty. I'm a man of love, of peace, of happiness, of a good family, good children, good this, good that. Well, that's my wealth. My wealth is not my house. My house is just a reflection of, well, you know, I have a wealthy personality. I have a wealthy mentality. I have a wealthy life, wealthy family, wealthy everything. Well, then my house is an example of my wealth. And even if I was living in a freaking one-bedroom apartment, I'm still wealthy. Because Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, they had all the wealth.
Yeah, and what did it do for them?
Yep, none of damn things.
Miserable.
Gone. He got a hit show on CNN. You know, who don't know Anthony Bourdain, parts unknown. Gone. Kate Spade, one of the biggest designers. She was selling her, I saw her stuff up in Ogilvy's. You can't buy Kate Spade in like LeBay, you know what I mean? you gotta go in them high-end stores to cop that, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, she had that, and bam.
I mean anything.
Husband.
Look, her father just died, like today.
Who?
You know, like 3 weeks after his daughter died, her father died. Kate Spade's father died.
Damn. See? You know what I'm saying?
Probably put him over the edge.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he lost his baby, right?
Exactly.
You know, so that's you know, that's not a good thing.
No, it ain't all about money, and it can't be overstated either.
No.
Nope. I mean, I want those things. I want to be able to do things for my nieces and for my nephews, for my brothers and for my sisters. I want to do things for people that aren't them. You know what I'm saying? I want to help other people and give back.
Mm.
You know, but I just want to be able to have my family, to have good relationships with them. That's more important.
By far. By far,
their
by
health,
far, far.
Their happiness is above everything.
Yeah. That's it. And that's where you know, I think when families have Christmas, it was never about the gifts, obviously. You know, it was about the family. Because I would see her sit at the chair and look at and see everybody's happy, and that made her happy.
Yeah.
With good music, we eat, we laughing, we joking, we just chilling. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know what I mean? We just liming, and like that's where I saw her. There, you know, the life coming into her. Like yes, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
She felt good. To do that, this connection was made. What about her running up a credit card bill? You know what I'm saying? So then that's all I'm saying. So when people talk that wealth stuff, like, oh yeah, I'm blessed because I got money. Well, shoot, I don't know if you're really blessed. You got money. Blessed is a different subject. Money is a fleeting thing, but the other things are hard to get. True. Love, relationships, and these things are hard, man.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
And nothing hurts you more than when these relationships are broken or severed or hurt or you're just not seeing your people, you miss them.
Yeah.
It's you know, it just eats at your heart.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you lose. Yeah, that's exactly. You lose.
You're really losing when you're losing them.
Yep, yeah, you are. You lose. You lose love. You're losing. Yep, you're losing love, you're losing your connection, relationship.
I think about that with Pamela, I'm like, that's probably the most hurtful thing about losing Pamela is that all the love that goes with her. You know what I mean? It's a lot.
Yes, it is. It really, really is.
It's like, you know, it's like, if you had $1 billion and you lost it in a night, it wouldn't compare to all the love Pam takes with her when she goes, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
She left a lot behind for us, too.
Yeah, she did. She did leave a lot. And that's what I remember, you know what I mean? And that's why, you know, cherishing good people is very important, because you know a lot of damn people. I have very, very few friends, and I have a lot of family, but I have a lot of friends in that. I have very few friends in that family. You know what I mean? And so that's the thing.
People you really click with?
Yeah, people who I can confide and trust in.
Don't have a lot of people.
Yeah, confide in, trust in, be, you know what I mean? You're there for them, you're there for you type of, you know what I'm saying? You have that, you have this bond, you know, that's something to be, you know, to be, that's wealthy, because that's something that's hard to find. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find. So, yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Leslie, how you doing?
I'm all right.
This is the I Am Kogi podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.